This is the United States Eventing Association's official podcast. Hello, I'm Chris Stafford, and on this week's episode, we're going to be hearing from the organizer of the 2017 USEA Intercollegiate Championships, which take place at the Virginia Horse Center in Lexington, Virginia, from May 25th through the 28th. Andy Bowles will be here in just a moment. But first, we have an item of news for you. Area 5 is planning another town hall meeting to continue the conversation that was started in 2015 regarding the USEA Sports Summit and last year's town hall meetings. The meeting will be held on March 31st at the Texas Rose Horse Trials, and everyone is invited to discuss ways to improve the sport. The meeting will begin just 90 minutes before the start of the competitors' party, and they'll be announcing the exact time during the competition. And now, with just a few weeks before the 2017 USEA Intercollegiate Championships, the organizer at the Virginia Horse Trials, Andy Bowles, joins me now to tell us what's in store as the championships return to the Virginia Horse Center. Andy, welcome back to the program.
Thank you. It's great to be back.
Well, a year ago, we were talking about the inaugural USEA Intercollegiate Championships that were going to be held at the Virginia Horse Center there in Lexington with you. Now they're coming back. So you have a sense of what you need to prepare for, but you're hoping for it to be bigger and better this year. Tell us a little bit about your plans.
We're doing very similar to last year. We will create what we call the College Town in the East Complex, which basically all the horses will be stabled in the same place. And then the concourse for the East Complex will be available to the teams for their gazebos and their areas to promote their own colleges, and they'll have their own show office there with scoreboards. So it'll create that general feel of a championship like we did last year.
Now, what did you learn mostly from hosting those championships last year, Andy, that is going to help you with this year's preparation?
I think for us, it was last year was the first time. It was interesting to see the teams come together, and we'll be putting more focus on activities outside the competition itself. Friday night we'll, I think it's Thursday or Friday night, we've still got to confirm with a couple of people, we'll be hosting a welcome, and we hope to have some of the senior US riders come and join us and interact with the team to sort of help them develop as well in the team atmosphere.
What does the schedule look like then right now? We have the dates, of course, firmly on our calendar, the 25th through the 28th of May there. But give us a sense of, you know, when they roll in, what the schedule is going to look like for those few days, Andy.
So depending on what class they're riding in, and the good thing with the Intercollegiate Championship is they can ride from beginner novice right through to the two-star. Well, their start, if they're in the FEI classes, their start will be on Thursday with the one-star horse inspection. So that's a day earlier than everyone else. So I'd expect teams to start arriving Wednesday and Thursday. Friday then will be dressage for the FEI classes, the prelim and the intermediate classes. And then those that are starting on the lower levels, at beginner novice through to training, their dressage will be on Saturday. So our aim is to really kick things off probably Thursday, and we hope Thursday night with a welcome, get everyone in there, get the teams interacting, get that whole feel of a championship competition. And they'll be finishing then, depending on which class they're in, on Sunday with either cross country or show jumping.
Now, last year, there were 10 teams from 10 colleges, I think the total of 37 students. We're already looking at six, even greater numbers this year. Give us a sense of what you're expecting, because as it stands, I think there's 16 members of the team coming from UGA, the reigning champions.
Yeah, I think when I look at it, so you're talking UGA maybe bringing up to four teams. I know this year that coming from Texas. There's at least one or two teams coming from both Texas A&M and TCU. And I'm aware that there's probably one or two other colleges from the Virginia, Maryland, Kentucky that didn't come last year that will be coming this year. So I think in all we did 10 teams last year. I think that number is going to be somewhere between 16 and 20 teams this year.
And give us an idea about those structures, because you mentioned about the different levels. They can make up a team from different levels within that team. So they don't have to worry about getting four members that are all going to be competing at one level, right?
So the members can compete at anywhere in any of the classes. What we were to balance it out is there is a multiplying factor applied to each level, and it changes from level to level as it gets harder, right through to the FEI. And the other thing with the FEI class is once they've got their FEI score, we bring it back to the equivalent of a horse trail score with the dressage. So that we take away the factors involved with dressage in FEI. All then becomes a level playing field. So we encourage teams to bring whatever makeup they have. If they have four beginner novice riders, they have four beginner novice riders. If they have a range right through to two-star, that's it as well.
Okay, and getting affiliated with the USEA, that's probably something that they should understand, you know, that any new teams might be listening to this, that they want to get involved and get in with the program. There's a lot more information on the website.
There is. So teams need to be affiliated. On their website, there's the whole process of how to do that. Then some of the new teams, I know that most of those are already affiliated, and they most of them have to do that prior to forming their own club at their university or college.
Okay, just remind us of those levels. We skipped a beat there, and the levels that are going to be competing at those championships are?
So level of class, so literally right from beginner novice through to intermediate and national classes, they can compete at any of those, or they can compete in the CCI one-star or the CIC two-star. The real range of what they can compete at. And okay. I think we'll see them competing at all of those levels.
Okay, and the course designer is?
So there's two course designers. So for the national classes, John Michael Doerr is coming back and he's doing our national classes. Our FEI classes, there's a change there this year. In my promoting John Michael in his career development, we've changed our FEIs on Captain McFisher, and he's going to be assisted in the one star by John Michael. And in the two-star, I'm going to assist Mark. I've got a long history of knowledge of the Virginia Horse Center and the cross-country courses. So between the three of us, we'll be designing the courses.
Just run that by us again, because you were breaking up, Andy. So John Michael Doerr, yourself, and?
Captain Mark Phillips is the FBI designer.
Okay, great. Yes, as he was last year. Okay. Well, fantastic. Now, what about the prizes? What can they expect?
So there's two types of prizes. There's the class prizes, which USEA and their team of sponsors happily provide for the championship. And last year, that was a whole raft of different things. There's the Spirit Award, which is an award that is sponsored by Virginia Horse Trails. It's a for the best team spirit, the best camaraderieship, and we have various criteria that we nail down and we publish and we talk to people at the event what it is. And the for that is we refund the entries for the winning team.
Okay, well, they've got a lot to look forward to when they come to Virginia. You're set in, 600 beautiful acres there in the heart of Virginia, Andy. And it's a competition that, in a venue that has such a history too, it's obviously a treat for anyone to be able to compete there. So anything else that you feel our listeners should know about this year's championships before we let you go?
No, look, I think we're looking forward to a great championship. I think the team spirit and the camaraderieship around it is phenomenal if it's anything like it was last year. And we're just looking forward to an increased number of teams coming this year.
And we know that the University of Georgia will be coming back to defend their title. So lots to look forward to. Andy, thank you very much indeed for coming on the program, and the best of luck with this year's event.
Thank you very much.
And you can find a link in the show notes accompanying this episode to more information about the 2017 USEA Intercollegiate Championships. That's it for this week's episode. Don't forget you can keep up with us on social media and find out when the next episode will be posted by following US Eventing on Twitter and United States Eventing Association's official page on Facebook. And whilst you're online, be sure to check the website at useventing.com for all the latest news, omnibus, competition results, leaderboard, and much more. That's useventing.com. And you can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes so you can keep up to date with all the episodes here of the USEA's official podcast. Until the next time, thank you for listening wherever you are in the world, and enjoy your eventing.